Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here. It is Do This, Not That. And excited to talk about all sorts of stuff today. But what I wanted to really talk about was the value of being in the moment and how this can have a significant impact on your marketing, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer. What do I mean by that? Human nature is that we all want to be talking about whatever it is that's going on that's really exciting, that's really interesting. This is the content that we want to engage in. This is the marketing that we react to, whether that's on social media or search or email or whatever. We want to be reacting to whatever it is that's going on in the world. What do I mean by that? By discussing things that are of the moment, that are going on right now, by bringing them into your marketing, you could see an exponential increase in engagement. I'll give you some examples of exactly what I mean. So people ask all the time, oh man, AI is everywhere. How do I really leverage AI? How do I make the most out of AI? I'm going to tell you the secret. The easiest way to benefit from AI is not going on ChatGPT and trying to write the most creative prompt. It's not to making sure that you're up to date with Midjourney or Bard or whatever other, you know, different type of AI thing is out there. No, that's not how you get the biggest benefit. The way you get the biggest benefit from AI is by talking about AI. That's it. By actually mentioning AI in your social posts, in your email, in all of that. We did this big study of thousands of social posts, for example. Social posts on LinkedIn that discuss AI versus those that don't. The ones that discuss AI had a 40% higher overall engagement just because they discussed AI. When you include the letters AI in your email subject line, for example, in the last 6 months, but just in the last 30 days, including AI in your email subject line, we see an increase in open rates by over 20% just by mentioning AI. So the best way to benefit from AI is not to know how to use it all. It's just talking about AI. And that is the case for all sorts of marketing. I'll give you another big example, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer. And some of you business marketers are going to tune this out, and you shouldn't, because you always have to think about what is going on the planet. So there is a massive thing coming up that we're not focused on that impacts marketing, and that is the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's a few weeks away. The Super Bowl is a few weeks away. But as a marketer, well, I'm not running an ad during the Super Bowl. So how am I going to benefit from the Super Bowl other than eating too many chicken wings and eating lots of garbage? No, literally, by using certain words and phrases in your marketing as you lead into the Super Bowl. Okay, starting about 1 week out, you could even go a little further, 10 days out, but 1 week out, here are some crazy stats. Okay, whether you are a business or consumer marketer, if you, for example, put the word MVP, most valuable player, MVP in your subject line, you see your email open rates increase by about 30% 1 week out from the Super Bowl. This is a cultural event in this country. And I'll give you some examples of subject lines, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer. So let's say you're a business marketer, the MVP of cloud security, or if you're a consumer marketer, big discounts for our MVPs, right? You are leveraging the fact that, yeah, our minds in our subconscious, the Super Bowl is there. It gets us a little bit excited. It doesn't matter if you care about the game. And we open up these emails and we see it in our social posts as well. Other words, for example, leading into the Super Bowl that matter. And this sounds ridiculous. I know it does. But being in the moment as a marketer is how you win. Okay, so you're not boring. So if you put in your subject line, for example, the word touchdown, you put the word kickoff, you put the word score. Score our latest free guide for SMBs, blah, blah, blah. You know, score the biggest sale of the year, whatever. These words and phrases that are directly correlated to the Super Bowl as an event, because it's a trending event, impact your marketing. You always want to be of the moment. So how do you find out, like, what is trending? What is going on? I mean, the Super Bowl is easy. AI is easy. Hello, duh, obviously. And then you don't want to be late to the game. Like if you go ahead now and you put things in your social posts or in your email about Threads, you know, Meta's new platform that they launched to compete with X and Twitter, that was hot months ago. It's not as hot now to put in your marketing and your discussions because the platform's just getting going, right? So you can't talk about Threads and think it's going to give you a boost. But how do you find out what is trending and cool and whatever and blah, blah, blah? The most obvious place is going to Google Trends. If you don't use Google Trends, I think you're missing out, right? If you don't know how to find it, type in Google Trends, you'll find it. And that's real easy. On LinkedIn, when you log on to LinkedIn, on the right-hand side of your page is all the articles of that day that are the most trending articles about what's going on. You want to be up to date on those, check those out. You can also go on websites like whatstrending.com. Great site if you want to be up to date on anything, you know, pop culture, movies, cultural things, and it matters. You know, whatever is the biggest movie, you know, when Barbie was out there, how much Barbie content did you see on LinkedIn? Cultural spillover, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, matters. So whatstrending.com is a great resource. And there's another resource I don't think the marketers are looking at enough, and that's something that Pinterest has out there. And if you go to Google and you type in Pinterest predicts, and you click on the link for Pinterest predicts, Pinterest has a really cool thing where they're actually trying to get ahead of trends, and they'll be showing you things that are just starting to bubble up. And it is basically a trend predictor. So Pinterest predicts is pretty cool. And again, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, it doesn't matter because you want to be of the moment in general. So leveraging what is going on can really impact your engagement on any channel, email, social, search. It does not matter. All right. Before we get to Since You Didn't Ask, which is when things just go sideways on this podcast, I want to tell you about our sponsor of this podcast, Marigold. Marigold is the exclusive sponsor of Do This, Not That. That is this podcast. Now, why are they the sponsor? They're the sponsor because they're awesome and, you know, they believe in what we're doing, but they're also the sponsor because I believe in what they are doing. I use Marigold. This is an email sending platform, okay, that is a roll-up of a lot of awesome other platforms. Campaign Monitor is part of it, Sailthrough is part of it, Cheetah Digital, lots of platforms are part of Marigold. And I started using Marigold years ago, and we built up our sending volume. We now send out billions of emails, and this platform rocks. It is awesome, and it's not just for email. It's for loyalty programs, relationship marketing. If you're in the market for a new platform or you're just disgusted with the platform you're using, check out Marigold. Go to meetmarigold.com. You can go to meetmarigold.com and find out all things. They are awesome. Now let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. I am working on something with myself. Nobody's going to care. I'm telling you this because this is an ongoing issue. I don't think that I can't hear anything. I think I could hear things pretty well, like actually hear them. But I have a horrible habit that I'm trying to work on that. So somebody will say something. They'll say something and I didn't hear them. And then what I do is I nod my head. And then like a minute later, the person will say, "You didn't hear what I said, did you?" And I'd be like, "Oh." I'm like, "No, I didn't hear what you said." And that's not good. And this happens because, I don't know, I guess it's uncomfortable to be like, "What'd you say?" Or I don't know, whatever. But it's way worse when I'm like nodding my head and it's not like a yes, no question. So my new thing that I'm trying to do is I say to people, "I don't know what you just said." And it's not going particularly well. You know, I'll be out to dinner and someone will be talking and talking. And half the time, I don't, it has nothing to do with me hearing. I'm just not paying attention. And they'll say whatever. They'll go, what do you think? I go, I don't know what you just said. I didn't hear a word. I actually didn't listen. And it comes off very rude. So I'm working on how to deliver the message that I also have to work on just paying attention. I mean, I just have to pay attention. I don't know why, but I need to lock in. I got to lock in, but people are so boring. Everyone's just boring. It's like, I don't care about what you're saying. And certainly nobody cares about what I'm saying. So when people say to me, I don't know what you said, I'm like, cool. I respect you because I wouldn't be listening to me either. I'm super boring. But maybe I can hear. Because you know what? I have to now use subtitles and everything. I do. I think it's also because I'm lazy. I was watching some British show and I'm like, I got to put the subtitles on. I don't know what the hell they're saying. And this is English and I have no idea what they're saying. I was watching the Great British Baking show. I love that show. They go in the tent and they make breads and they make these desserts I've never heard of before. And they all look amazing, but I have no idea what anybody's saying. So I put on subtitles and wow, every time I go into Since You Didn't Ask, it just, I don't know what happens. I don't think I'm going to talk about the Great British Baking Show, but I do. And now I'm hungry. And this is a problem. Anyway. Okay. So what should you check out now that we're coming to the wrap up here? Check out guruevents.com because we're about to be opening up registration soon for Guru Conference. I can't wait. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm now on Instagram at Jay Schwedelson, my full name. Go to jayschwedelson.com. Go to thegreatbritishbakingshow.com. I don't even know if that's a URL. I have no idea. Anyway, I hope you're crushing it and have a great day. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.